Listener Production. Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. The official cash rate now sits at 3.1%, the highest it's been in a decade. It means those with a mortgage worth $750,000 are now paying around $1,400 a month more on average than they were back in May. Treasurer Jim Chalmers admits the government has no power to change a lot of the issues, but work is underway to try and lower energy costs.
We've made it clear that we intend to intervene in that market in a temporary, responsible and meaningful way.
Fireys are monitoring a bushfire near Meadsfield Road at Bothwell north of Hobart. The TFS says it started from an escaped burn-off on private property on Saturday and has burnt through around 250 hectares of land. The fire isn't a risk to local communities or surrounding properties, but smoke will be seen in the area. Landowners are being reminded to monitor weather conditions and be prepared if burning off and register all burns with authorities. Australia's consumer watchdog has confirmed it's keeping a close eye on our major airlines as airfare prices continue to soar. Fares were 27% higher in October this year compared to October 2019, according to a report out today. The ACCC says it'll be monitoring the airlines to ensure they return to capacity to push the prices back down. And the push for a cable car on Kunanya Mount Wellington has come to an end. The deadline's now passed for the developers to appeal the recent TASCAT decision to reject their proposal. Aussie selectors are keeping a close eye on Pat Cummins ahead of Thursday's second test against the West Indies. Spin bowler Nathan Lyon says the captain remains an outside chance to overcome a quad injury.
Pat's doing everything that he can do to make sure he's ready to go.
And over to the AFL, Max King's preparations for 2023 have hit a roadblock, with the Saints forward suffering a shoulder injury at training yesterday. The 22-year-old is expected to undergo surgery and will be sidelined for an extended period.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.